Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
ZESCO challenged to clarify if our load shedding hours have reduced from 6 to 4 hours. Residents and motorists have bemoaned the deplorable state of our master road in Mississippi compound. And in Africa news, Madagascar president asks for 1 year to resolve our problems or he will resign. Good afternoon. It is a Thursday, the 9th of October, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Sama Lusaka residents have challenged ZESCO to clearly state if load shedding hours have been reduced from 6 to 4 hours so that they can properly plan for their day-to-day activities. Speaking in separate interviews with Kumbon Radio News, the residents disclosed that despite assurances from both ZESCO and government, many residential areas have only have 3 to 4 hours of power supply. The frustrated residents have since challenged ZESCO to explain what is really happening as they are tired of the unmet promises on electricity supply. They lamented that many of their businesses that rely on electricity to operate have been negatively affected due to the inconsistencies in power supply.
Malaiti kwa atuise ama vuta maningi futi but he promise he ndio promise ya hii azambo kukula kumanja hapa but ya hapa mankacha be 4 hours yaenda malaiti so manje wazes kwa atali sungabuwa nji chifuwa vose vindu tiembe kisilareze kulibe malaiti kulibe shucha moshe moshe vindu vose sunika malaiti
Gamalele shemne nchukwete mwa frijezi kumwesu na shona ika wantifin kina suruwa na mababa shopa wantitavale wombe misepeda no wanda filesa angwa vati wantitavale wafie na waiposa ikafe mkuiba mula andi wakati na wazesko na vena na wakita contribute fintina shona ika mwa frijezi na yona ika ama mababa shopa tavale womba wino ama masaluni nanji wazesko mtuwewe ni mma wazianga mwalati pera because not every time tutimule rande fenga mwaranda ti yo yala ba 10 hours 10 hours ya mara chao tatule muna natu waranda kwa chao filisevu ino kuri mwe.
The residents' comments come in the wake of reduced hours of power supply despite the recent announcement by Energy Minister Makozo Chikote that citizens would have access to at least 10 hours of supply. Sama Lusaka residents and motorists have bemoaned the deplorable state of the master road along a Shoprite in a Mississippi compound. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Peter Chanda, a wheelbarrow pusher, called for the quicker rehabilitation of the road, stating that motorists are now using pedestrian walkways to avoid potholes on the road. Chanda has noted with concern that if the situation is not urgently addressed, it may lead to accidents and loss of lives. He has since called on the local leadership to lobby for the rehabilitation of the road using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF.
Mwamele ni ngakambi chii ya kwa chuu. Olo isi tima yinisa mabara.
sima enda bwino sima nyamura vintu vakwacho mbi vienda kuja vienda kuja manje road zaidi moto kaifuno kwera na ofuno pita manje condition moto kakaili vayo pabacha cho bakapitisa paja sampo izapwa nyi
kaima poto
kaima poto ni uso Loti, so
ni bomi bomi inakumbaka
okay pamene mungatanjize kwese nikuti ukonzera che loti loti che kwa yangara che maintain che
babapita che
kati muye ndamuenda che mchemuche ya jawa chao
umona hizo
ulu mamoto ukao ni machana somo haona ya jamoto kaka.
Now, government says child marriage remains a critical challenge that Zambia faces, as it is not only a social-cultural issue, but also a public health crisis. Speaking during the Health and Child Marriage Technical Consultative Meeting in Lusaka, Ministry of Health Assistant Director Dr. Angel Mwiche noted that child marriage is a developmental challenge which limits girls' socio-economic opportunities, limiting their access to education and rendering them vulnerable to gender-based violence at GBV. Dr. Mwiche charged that every child marriage before the age of 18 is a missed opportunity for girls to reach their full potential and also a violation of their rights. He says our government is deeply concerned about the harmful outcomes of early marriages that include early pregnancy, maternal deaths, HIV infections and mental health challenges among others. He has since called for urgent action from all stakeholders to end child marriage in Zambia.
There is a very close relationship between child marriage and adolescent pregnancy. When we send these young people into marriage, in short, we are sending them to the process of childbearing, starting with adolescent pregnancy. And you know that adolescent pregnancy is strongly intertwined with a vicious of poverty. And the reason is very clear and very well known to all of us, because this young person is not economically independent, and therefore they are not able to support themselves, they are not able to support the children that they bring into this earth. Therefore, the mother will be or remain poor, as well as the child that is born.
And speaking during the same meeting, United Nations Population Fund UNFPA Deputy Country Representative Anna Holmstrom cited the revision of the Marriage Act to confirm the minimum age as 18 for both statutory and customary marriage as one of the major milestones scored in ending child marriage in the country.
Still do dinner, but let this also be part of that celebration of the 26th of December 2023, when the Marriages Act was revised to confirm the minimum age of marriage as 18 for both statutory and customary marriages. And I say that as somebody who was working on ending child marriage in Tanzania for 15 years, where we were able to do so much progress in ending FGM because it was criminalized, but we didn't have the backing of a robust law. And it made it very challenging to write any sort of standards and protocols because the law was not on our side. It is an opportunity now that we have a law that addresses statutory and customary marriages, and we should really maximize the opportunity that robust law provides us. That's one milestone that Zambia has achieved in 2023.
The technical consultative meeting on health and child marriage was convened by UNFPA in conjunction with the Ministry of Health and the End Child Marriage Network. Green Living Movement team leader Emmanuel Mutamba says our government is late in implementing the comprehensive assessment of our pollution levels in the Kafue River, reportedly caused by cyanometals. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Mutamba says the implementation of the assessment could have been done earlier than this, as the country is about to enter into the rainy season and the extent of the damage may have gone deeper than earlier anticipated. Recently, Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Imposha disclosed that Applied Science and Technology Limited has begun a comprehensive assessment of pollution levels in